What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 62 of the Car 5 Podcast. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about some pretty big news in terms of competition for the electric vehicle and hybrid vehicle market, and that's how Mercedes-Benz is entering this game full force with what they are calling their EQ family. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. So like I said, everybody, this is huge news in regards to competition. And the reason that is Mercedes-Benz is fully entering the EV and hybrid market. Now, they've already produced electric vehicles in the past and have had several hybrid vehicles in the past. You've had hybrid S-classes, GLCs, GLEs, C-classes. You've had the B-Class, which is an electric car, been around for quite a while. So Mercedes isn't new to hybrid vehicles and electric vehicles. But earlier on this year, a couple months ago, they made the public announcement that they're going full force into the hybrid and electric vehicle market because they think themselves that electric vehicles are the future, which, I mean, they're not wrong. They're entirely right. And the reason why this is big news for competition is when Mercedes-Benz decides to enter something, they kind of have the ability to kind of take over in a way. I mean, there's a reason their slogan is the best or nothing. They have they're one of the most innovative companies of all time. They have over 100,000 patents for the car. They have one of the biggest R&D centers, research and development in the entire world. So when you have a company that's this big and is the oldest car company and has the most patents for a car and is known by several people throughout the entire world as one of the best car companies, that's some serious impact in the car game. Some people may not think it's that big of a deal, like, oh, Mercedes is just going to do their thing and make cars. But when they really put their minds to do something, they really kind of take over. So in regards to the car world and competition and electric vehicles and hybrid vehicles, this is a big deal. This is a really big deal. From what I understand and everything I've seen, they're going to start off their what they're calling their EQ family, of which is basically a lineup of mixture of hybrid and electric vehicles. EQ, by the way, stands for Electric Intelligence by Mercedes-Benz. They're going to start and kick things off with a vehicle called the EQC, which is a vehicle similar, at least from what I can say, height dimensions-wise, is going to be similar to their GLC in terms of room. And it's like a crossover, kind of like a smaller SUV, if you will. But this one is 100% electric. It is equipped with two electric motors located at the front and the rear axles. And this EQC, it's going to be pretty quick. It's going to have 400 horsepower and 564 foot-pounds of torque. Now, like I said, Mercedes-Benz has already made several hybrid vehicles and electric vehicles in the past, but this is going to be their first vehicle in which their sole focus is 100% electric. It's going to have crazy power. It's going to be very efficient. And they're doing this whole aggressive movement towards the EV and hybrid market with an acronym they're calling CASE, C-A-S-E, and they're saying that's going to be the future of Mercedes-Benz. And what this stands for is they're saying four future-oriented fields for the company in regards to innovation leading forward. C stands for connected, A stands for autonomous, S stands for shared, and E stands for electric. And to actually quote Mercedes-Benz, something they made public about CASE, they're saying CASE stands for four future-oriented fields: connected, autonomous, shared, and services, and electric. And we're already making great progress in all of these fields to shape the future of mobility. That's what their goal is for Mercedes-Benz. Now, they currently have 10 vehicles that they're going to start out with their EQ family that are planned to be produced by 2022, actually. So in just 3 years from now, Mercedes is saying, we're going to have a whole fleet of EQ vehicles for you guys to buy from. How many companies do you know that can say, hey, in the matter of 3 years, we're going to have a whole fleet of vehicles for you that are going to be hybrids and electrics to dive into this market with full force? We're talking about other companies earlier in this podcast that are just saying, yeah, we're going to have, you know, some cars ready to go by late 2020s, 2027, 8, 9. Mercedes is saying 2022, we're going to have 10 cars for you to choose from. So what happens when you're that big of a company and you have that much money to invest in R&D and you have the resources and you have the technology and you have the right engineers to do things? It's, you know, they just have the ability to do so. Getting back to those 10 cars, three of them are actually going to be from the Smart brand. You know, we just did an episode not too long ago of how the Smart is going to be dead in the United States, but they're still going very good over in Asia and Europe. Currently, we also know that four vehicles that are going to be a part of the EQ family in terms of like what they actually are is going to be what's called the EQC. The first one is going to be the EQA. The EQV, which is basically an electric Metris van from Mercedes-Benz, and then a smart EQ42 vehicle. Again, to quote Mercedes-Benz, actually the world-famous Dr. Z himself, Dr. Dieter, he says zero-emission cars are the future. So it kind of sounds like this episode, I'm just praising Mercedes-Benz on everything they're doing and their R&D and their development, but you kind of have to because it's Mercedes-Benz. I mean, I don't really know how else you can put it when you have a company that's this successful, this big, is known for the type of cars they make, and it's considered one of the most innovative companies. We're not talking just car work companies. We're talking about throughout the entire world, like businesses in general. One of the most innovative companies in the entire world, for not only technology, but automotive technology as well. And they come out and publicly state and say, hey, we're doing this, and we're going to make it happen. And we're going to give you 10 vehicles to choose from by 2022. You're going to have sedans. You're going to have SUVs. We're going to have the Smart. It's very tough to compete with that. And ladies and gentlemen, the Mercedes-Benz praise is coming to an end for episode number 62. That concludes today's episode in which we're talking about how Mercedes-Benz is coming on full force with their hybrid and electric vehicles. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the YouTube, go ahead and feel free to browse the channel. If you like what you see, hit that subscribe button. And if you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. Don't forget to email me with any questions you guys have, info@car5podcast.com. And don't forget to tune in July 19th for episode number 63. We're going to be talking about the Honda E prototype that is coming out soon and really reminds me of Wally. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.